Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And it gets underway tonight. It's always ever-changing at the Newcastle Art Gallery. And a wonderful new exhibit. It's called Black, White and Restive. And Una Ray has joined us this morning, the curator of that exhibition. Una, lovely to have a chat to you this morning. It's great to have you on this very windy and cold morning. A fabulous new exhibition, and it's kick-starting tonight.
That's correct. Yes, we've got our Aboriginal communities coming in at 4:30 for a special preview, and then the public are all welcome at 5:30.
It's an interesting exhibition. It's featuring 66 works by 77 artists, and it explores the relationships between Aboriginal and non-Indigenous artists in Australia. Is there a problem there, or what is that relationship?
Look, there has been many problems over the years. There's a long relationship. I suppose we mark it, certainly in this exhibition, in the friendship between Albert Namatjira and the white artist Rex Batterby, who introduced him to watercolours right back in 1936, so 80 years ago. Albert Namatjira became a really famous painter, but given our history of colonisation and many instances of appropriation and Aboriginal artists' work being ripped off in some instances, certainly, there's been a lot of contention over the years, in the 1980s and since. So people are cautious, I should say, and that's where restive, we talk about restiveness and uneasy tension, about how to progress and if we can reconcile and if art should be a place that people can kind of express themselves without too much fear of reproach.
It's an interesting thing generally in the arts world, whether it is art in this form, whether it's theatre, whether it's music. The arts community seems to be, you know, very inclusive. One of the things that I've found over the last couple of years when we talk about Indigenous art, do you think a lot of Australians or non-Indigenous Australians seem to think that there is only one form of Aboriginal art, and that's the dot art?
That's a really good point. There's a lot of misunderstanding, first of all, about the sheer diversity of Aboriginal art, which a lot of which is most famously comes out of remote or desert communities, the dot painting movement from 1971 in Papunya, the top end bark paintings in places where people have been fortunate enough to hang on to their original language and so forth. But we've got people, and the terminology is always problematic, but we'd say urban Aboriginal artists, people living in Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Newcastle, Wollongong, who also have a heritage, Aboriginal, Indigenous heritage, and they are making work about all kinds of issues, identity, or about cultural narratives, and they're using photography and new media and film, and we've got some really extraordinary artists working just in incredibly diverse ways.
Do you think there's going to come a time, especially in relation to Indigenous artists, where we don't dissimulate between the outback, the bush, and the city areas, and it quite simply is just art?
Look, it's a great question, and it relates to art more generally worldwide with globalism, where we say, oh, well, it's just going to be world art, which is kind of great in one respect, because it means we're no longer racially or divided by nation or race. But we also lose some of the magic about what is unique to a particular community and a very local experience of, say, a place like Newcastle or the Tiwi Islands, for instance. So certainly in our galleries and museums, we've had a very long history of first not recognising Aboriginal art or material culture as valuable in its own terms. There's a lot of discussion about whether we should separate those categories. And we have the Aboriginal galleries upstairs or downstairs, as the case may be. Think of Art Gallery of New South Wales. Do we bring those together and not categorise, or do we keep our differences? These really relate to some of the issues that are coming up with the Recognise campaign and our constitution. How different do we want to be? How the same do we want to be? We're different and we're the same.
Well, here's a hope that this exhibition will, if not answer some of these questions, because I don't think it's that simple, but at least bring some of these questions out into the open.
Look, one thing that's been really wonderful is there's a lot of artists, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, black and white, we're saying, to keep some humour about this. And they have very different positions on this, very different ideas. They've all come together into this shared space at Newcastle Art Gallery, and it is an extraordinary show of support for the discourse, for the discussion, whether it's not resolvable, but on this day of reconciliation when we mark the referendum anniversary today, 27th of May, if we can consider it and the launch of Reconciliation Week, if we can consider it as a step in the right direction, which is talking about things, showing, talking, discussing, disagreeing, but respecting.
Yeah, as long as we get the conversation started or we get the conversation continuing. Una, thanks for your time today.
I should just say they are beautiful paintings, masses of colour, extraordinary scale, delicate watercolours, film works. It's an intellectual show, but it's really a very sensual and beautiful show. So no one should be put off if they think, oh, it's about politics. It's actually about beautiful work on the walls.
Fantastic. Una, thanks for your time this morning.
2NURFM 103.7.